This is Dr. Takam from the Kenny Patient that was seen today. Please address this to Dr. Alan Doyle, Doctor of Chiropractic, 1633 South Wayne Road, Westland, Michigan. The patient's name is Blackwell Renee, R-E-N-E-E, Blackwell, B-L-A-C-K-W-E-L-L. Mrs. Blackwell was seen today for 4 hours. Discuss about her. Please address this to dear Dr. Doyle. Thank you very much for allowing me to participate in the care of your patient. Mrs. Blackwell was seen today for 4 hours. We discussed about her condition. Also, I reviewed the MRI of the lower back that was performed on the 16th of January 2013 period. The MRI was performed at Lifeline Imaging Center, and it shows that the patient has moderate to central disc herniation at L4-L5 with abatement of the descending L5 nerve roots and also small left foraminal herniation at L5-S1 with abatement of the exiting left L5 nerve root period. The patient is complaining of having pain throughout her spine and also the whole left side period. She complains of having a numbing feeling in the left upper and lower extremity period. She's undergoing physical therapy on a regular basis period. The physical therapy has been beneficial to her period. Otherwise, the patient does not have any significant complaints except still having numbness, tingling sensation in the left upper extremity and left lower extremity period. Physical examination revealed the patient with hemorrhage. She's afebrile. Vital signs are still medical stable. She's walking independently without any assistive device. She's not using a cane walker. Gait is normal. Straight leg rings were positive with pain shooting into her posterior aspect of her thigh. The sectus was also positive. Swamp test was positive on the left side, negative on the right period. Positive on the left, negative on the right period. Cervical spinal test was a remarkable period. However, axial loading was positive period. Her gait is normal period. So sensation to light test pre-pickup vibrations were normal period. The internal flexors were normal in bilateral upper lower extremities period. Assessment status was more vehicle accident with lower back and neck, with complaints of the whole back hurting her, period. Number two is possibilities of cervical radiculopathy and lumbar radiculopathy is not ruled out in today's examination, period. Number three is myofascial pain. Number four is discogenic pain. Number five is history of back pain, period. My recommendation is to continue her current physical therapy program that has been put for her. Also, the patient will undergo EMGs of upper lower extremities, period, home exercise program, period. She's taking medication from her primary care physician, period. I ordered her a TENS unit that she'd be using at home, period. The physical therapy is to be an aggressive physical therapy, to work with her strength, endurance, flexibility, traction of the lumbar spine, period, and also traction of the cervical spine, period. Otherwise, I'll see the patient on a daily basis. This concludes the session. Thank you very much.